Hey guys, it is Nikki here. I hope you're all doing as well as you possibly can right now, given the circumstances and how many days you've been locked up for. Obviously, coronavirus is a trending topic. It's one I want to talk about today. I'm just going to read an article I wrote to hopefully help with the panic and anxiety surrounding it because, it's very real and it's affecting people deeply, and I don't think it's necessary. So I'll read the article to you and hopefully it's going to help. So the title is Tips to Help with the Looming Panic and Anxiety Surrounding Coronavirus. On December 31st, while the rest of the world was gearing up for a new decade, one less shit than its predecessor, the World Health Organization was receiving reports of a new deadly virus. And unless you're a member of an indigenous tribe in the buttfuck of nowhere, you don't need me to make a formal introduction. Involving both a man and a bat, the coronavirus was born in Wuhan, China, late 2019. And as they say, the rest is history. Although unfortunately, it's not yet history, it's still unfolding. And because none of us have lived through anything remotely like this in our history, not all of history, the entire world is spiraling into a state of chaos and panic. Alas, with such uncertainty comes much anxiety. They are as connected as Jack and Jill, Bert and Ernie, Bonnie and Clyde, Adam and Eve. I guess the good news in all this is that you don't need a diagnosis. Your anxiety is normal. You don't have to worry about a stigma because everyone is shitting themselves, literally. Why else would you have people fighting in the toilet paper aisle for a lifetime supply? It's because they're nervous, and when they're nervous, they shit. And so it seems 2020 will not be the year of redemption so many were hoping for. It will likely be one of the most challenging times we have ever faced as a global society together. And it should most certainly be remembered as the year in which the entire world got fucked by a bat. I'm a fan of that line. Now, I'm not going to tell you what you should or shouldn't do, what's going to happen or what's not going to happen. I'm nor a scientist or an epidemiologist or a person who has any experience whatsoever in what the fuck is going on. I do, however, know anxiety and panic because I have experienced the worst of it. And I can tell you with 100% certainty that your panicking will do SFA, that's sweet fuck all, to help your situation or the situation of those around you. In fact, it will only make things worse, way worse. Not only will it spread more panic, but your high state of stress will deplete your immune system, which is precisely what you want fighting fit for you right now, should you happen to get it. It's also worth noting that most of us are self-isolating or practicing social distancing. So for now, you're relatively safe, probably. Let us also not forget about the scientists and other really smart people around the world that are working their asses off together in unison to find us a vaccine. And when they do, life will go on. In the meantime, here are a few things to consider to help you through these uncertain times. Number one is perspective. As evident in supermarkets around the world, panic can fuel selfish behavior. All logic goes out the window as we turn into an irrational bunch of arguably less evolved orangutans. Take a step back every now and again to gain some perspective and ask yourself if your reaction is warranted or in any way beneficial. The more we spiral into panic, the worse it all gets, and the more difficult it becomes to get out. Your panic will not help you or anyone around you. It will only help the virus. So seek perspective. Stick with the facts. By seeking out the facts and the facts only, you will begin to find that much-needed perspective you need. Much of what you are consuming right now is written by people no more qualified than me. That is, they have no clue whatsoever as to what they're talking about. Stick to the facts, only the facts, and try to ignore everything else. 3. Take a break from both social and regular media. Far more contagious than the virus is fear. But is it going to help you in any way? That's a rhetorical question to which the answer is no. Of course you want to stay informed, but it is all too easy to go down that fear-inducing rabbit hole that will only end in panic, especially with so much time in your hand. And when you are looking to be informed, use credible sources only. 4. Be considerate of others. Many are fearful and hurting right now. Because of that, we have an opportunity to come together as a species and show we actually care for one another and that we aren't just a bunch of selfish pricks. And there's some photos there of one lady with a trolley stuffed with toilet paper and two old people walking around in empty aisles, which is pretty heartbreaking. So I know I have strong reservations around the fact that we're not all selfish pricks, but still worth a shot. And you're probably not one of them if you're listening to this. Anyone working on the front line right now, while we sit back from the comfort of our own homes, needs to be given more than a medal when this is all said and done. It is perfectly natural to think of oneself first, but spare a thought for those working their asses off and risking their lives to save others. And I include anyone working in supermarkets. Not only are they providing a critical service, they're having to deal with absolute maniacs. 5. Focus only on what you can control. Everything seems out of control right now, so that's where your focus will be. You can and should shift it. Many of us have been given a gift we pine for all our lives, time. So why not you put it to good use and seek out positive distractions? Why not use it wisely and plan to ensure you come out of this stronger? Use it to develop skills that will make you more agile and mentally stronger when it's all said and done. Get yourself some great books, do yoga, meditate, eat healthily, and strengthen your immune system. Cook clean, find a hobby you love, or just chill. Watch Netflix, play games, catch up with loved ones on video calls. There is so much positive you can begin to focus on. Placing all your attention on the negative is not going to change your reality, because most of that is out of your control. So stick to what you can control. 6. Finally, don't be a dick. Yes, you might be young. Yes, your immune system might be strong. And yes, if you get it, it probably won't be that big a deal. This is not about you. There's nothing cool about the self-righteous asshole trying to be cool in all this. Our government scientists and healthcare professionals on the front line have made some requests of us to help contain this bitch and give healthcare systems the world over a fighting chance at saving the lives of those who are and will be infected, to buy them some time to figure shit out and better prepare. Doctors, nurses, and healthcare workers who are already physically and mentally exhausted are having to work harder than most of us will ever know to save more lives while watching more people die. If you don't like your government, fine, fuck them. Don't do it for them. Do it for those giving their everything to save the lives of those who could easily be your grandparents, your parents, your siblings, and your friends, or even you. Let's give them a fighting chance. Let's give the scientists working night and day to find a vaccine a fighting chance. And let's for once, even though they've given us plenty of reasons not to, trust our governments and listen to the experts. Now, I have to put in a caveat there. I'm Irish, so I'm only speaking to how our government has reacted. I still think Trump is the biggest knob on the planet and nobody should ever listen to him. Let us not forget, human beings are adaptable. That's what we do. That's what we have always done. This is just new, so it's scary. We just haven't gotten used to it. Human life has always been tragic. There is arguably a lot worse going on in the world right now, but because we are used to it, we rarely give it a second's thought. This is a side note, but 25,000 people die of starvation every day. That's more than the coronavirus has killed to date. Maybe not as you're listening to this. Shit's going down. We will get used to it. It might be a new normal, but we will get used to it. And there will likely be a vaccine in the not too distant future. In the meantime, take care of yourself, take care of others, look after your health, look after the health of others, laugh, make jokes, keep creating those memes, and go about your life as best you can, even if you are in quarantine. And don't forget to check in on those living alone. Chances are they are feeling extremely lonely right now and will be very grateful to see your ugly mug popping up on their screen. That's all on this one. I want to say thank you for listening. If you enjoyed it, let me know, leave a comment, leave a review. I'd love to hear from you. My email is nikki@nikkicullen.com. If you're looking for any support of this, there's a program. Take care of yourself. Hopefully good news is around the corner.